Dean Jones, thanks for joining us on Moorlands Radio. First game back of pre-season, you've beaten Congleton Town 2-1. And I know the result will never be important for a management team in pre-season, but you've beaten a side who were a division above you, who had a fabulous season last season.
Yeah, absolutely. We obviously didn't expect really to come here to turn up first game and beat Congleton, but as you quite rightly said, it wasn't the objective today. It's working on the things that we've been planning and preparing for, and we're very happy.
That first half, you were very impressive. You had Congleton really on the rocks, and half time you could have been 3 or 4 goals up, and you got that goal just before the breakthrough, Tom Hassel.
Yeah, absolutely. I think what you probably saw in the first 45 is a reflection of how hard we started pre-season on the 6th of June, three times a week, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, and it's been 75% fitness running. We had a really, really good session at Man City. We were lucky to get in there for a workout in their gym and their facilities. And everyone just kicked on a gear. And I think in the first 45 minutes, you saw that come through. And I agree. I thought we probably could have been at least 2, maybe 3 for the first half.
Did you think the longer it went on that you weren't going to get that goal ultimately?
Yeah, look, it's any non-league side will tell you the hardest part of this game is scoring goals. And we notoriously last season were very, very competitive in every single game and just didn't take our chances. So you start thinking to yourself, but then again, you know, we've got 6 lads in the starting 11 who've never played for us competitively. So it's people gelling, things happening. Very happy to get the goal. We obviously knew Congleton would then ramp it up from there. And I think that showed in the second half.
And as you say, they did ramp it up, and I guess that makes it all the more pleasing that you got that second goal after they pulled it back to 1-1 and probably looked the better side in that second half for large parts of it.
Yeah, definitely. For my money, it was. I was very happy that we managed to keep it 1-0, keep a clean sheet for as long as we did. I think it's fair that Congleton were probably gonna take a chance at some point. I think the first 30 minutes of the second half, I thought, obviously, Congleton were definitely in control. I was very pleased with how our lads dug in. It's easy to fold in situations like that. I know it's only a pre-season friendly, but people can go hiding, and they didn't. They stood up and delighted to get a counter-attack and exploit it and get the winner.
I think your social media feed called it a daisy cutter from Drysdale to set it up, but I don't think it was a daisy cutter. It was a lovely ball across the centre of the turf that's cut out of their defence.
Yeah, I agree. I thought Luke Dracy today was probably man of the match. He's a young lad. He's learning. I thought he ran his socks off, and I was really, really pleased for him to set up the winner, which I agree with you. I thought was a very, very well-weighted pullback straight onto the foot of Tom Hassel to slot it home.
And obviously yourself and your colleague Dom Johnson there, this is your first full season going into management here at Old Sage. What are you looking to get out of it?
Yeah, definitely. So in comparison to last season when we came in sort of November time, and obviously the club were in the bottom three and we had to start from scratch, we basically did a pre-season during the season, so it was very, very hard. We were pleased to get out of that situation, so we were secure. It's been brilliant for us to have an opportunity of a proper pre-season, implement what we believe is the right way, best way for us to play. And going into the season then, I think, you know, it's something that we want to be striving to kick on. If we can hit towards the top half of the table into the playoff territory, this group are more than capable of doing it. But you've got to go and do it.
And it's a very competitive league. You've got Drolsden coming back in. Winsford have dropped down. We all know the situation there, so it's going to make it very hard. But if you can go and get into those playoffs, it's fantastic for a club like Osage Town, isn't it?
Definitely, yeah. I said to Terry, the chairman, when we took it, I said that, you know, when I was growing up playing, Osage were always a county's prem side, and where they should be, really. And there's a lot of the volunteers are putting so much work behind the scenes, just little things that it's just trying to show the whole club's moving in the right direction. The lads have got to repay that on the pitch, and I think today was the first sign of that for the people coming down watching. And obviously it's great, people looking in from the outside will see that maybe things have turned a corner for us.